If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello everyone, this is Renita Ahura, creator of Shadow Realm and the Aria Chronicles series. Today I will be delving into the mythology woven into the story and its characters. So let's talk about the thread ceremony, which is a sacred rite of passage in Indian culture. It is commonly known as the Upanayana, or even more commonly as a Janyo. And this is a Vedic ceremony. It marks the point where boys started their formal education. This is a Vedic tradition. The belief was that in the first 7 or so years of a boy's life, his first guru or teacher was his mother, and a boy would leave home and go and live with a formal guru in order to start his formal education. So think about it like a Vedic boarding school, if you will, starting at the age of 7. And I wonder if many of the boarding schools that exist actually followed this tradition of, you know, 7 being the age. I know that when my mother went to boarding school and my father went to boarding school, they were age 7. So it seems quite young to me. But suffice it to say that this would be the age when a boy would start his formal education. It is important even today in many subcultures for a boy especially to have a Vedic thread ceremony before he gets married, because education must precede the span of life that you spend as a householder. Of course, this is a little gender biased because it really hones into the fact that in traditional times, women were not educated. A big bone that I have to pick with the South Asian culture has always been a problem for me, particularly. And of course, now it's quite different. Girls are very much educated. And the question is, should girls also have a Janyo thread ceremony? And absolutely, absolutely they should. Why not? Just as in the Jewish culture, boys have a bar mitzvah and girls have a bat mitzvah, in the same way, the thread ceremony, Upanayanam or Janyo, should be open to everybody regardless of gender. Arya was a first generation South Asian American. His parents were immigrants. They had moved from South Asia to San Francisco. One of the things that immigrant parents really struggle with, or even first generation parents sometimes, is how do I imbibe a sense of identity into my child? How do we maintain the traditions of our ethnicity? food, culture, traditions, celebrations, whatever they might be. And this is something that Arya's parents have struggled with, which is why his mother suggested the idea of a thread ceremony. It was one way to mark that this is an Indian boy. He may be growing up in San Francisco, but he's an Indian boy. He's a South Asian boy with South Asian traditions to mark his ethnicity, and that should be done with a sense of pride. Arya, however, was having difficult times in school as a teenager, and this is a time in a teen's life when they will often reject the traditions of the household, their ethnicity, or anything that defines them by their parents, anything that defines them in a way that they cannot define themselves. So Arya was struggling with that. And for this very reason, he did not want to have his thread ceremony. This is, in fact, what led to an argument between him and his parents, which then subsequently left to his mother being caught in the accident. As it turns out, over the course of Book One, Shadow Realm, Arya doesn't end up having the thread ceremony. So the question is, will he have it later on? Well, we'll just have to see. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed learning all about the mythology that inspired Shadow Realm.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.